This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Woo! I mean, a solid 57 degrees in here. Thank God I'm in a sweatshirt. It is quite the chill on this St. Patrick's Day on a Monday here on 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. No Fesco all week.
All week?
All week, man. But you better be careful. You better be careful. He's got his spies listening in, Mac.
Oh, of course. They're lurking.
They are. We call Fesco Lord Varys around here. He's got the spiders in the walls.
Yep.
Game of Thrones reference. How you doing? Hopefully everybody had a good weekend. Wasn't the most ideal weekend. Snow on Saturday.
Yeah, that was annoying.
Woke up Sunday. It's like, where am I?
Yeah, what's going on?
This is great. But no, it was a fantastic weekend. Happy hour on Friday. Max, first time in Lee's Summit, maybe his last.
No, it was great. I loved it, man. Good vibe.
Yeah.
The end there got a little murky, but it was good.
Yeah, it was probably the Moscow Mules you ordered.
That I slurped down.
Yeah, I mean, slammed them. As if like somebody was going to steal them from you.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody around you except me and my buddy Alex. That's it.
Yeah, I got a little murky after that, but it was good. It was fun. It was a fun time.
That's what happy hour will do to you.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
You eat something light, you're like, oh, I'm good to go.
I'm good, man.
And then that food is gone after like two rounds.
Oh, yeah.
Which is always nice. It was a good weekend. I had fun. It was, Friday was kind of like the prelimp to what's happening over the weekend. You had Selection Sunday, which was great. Not the same without Mr. Gumbel, RIP.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. That was sad.
Good. They did a good tribute to him. I thought that was great. Everybody had sappy eyes before they started the whole, release of everything. So, it is what it is. But
yeah, it's one of those things you don't know until it's gone, right? You know how amazing Greg Gumbel is, and then he's actually not there, and you're like, wow, damn, he really added something here.
It's like that that pure nostalgia that's no longer there anymore because it's, unfortunately been taken away from us. But,
yep.
It is one of those unfortunate things that life always moves on, but you have to, get past that. And it was like right after the tribute. All right, let's go to the South region where Auburn is the number one seed overall. Do you love Selection Sunday?
Oh, it's great.
Because a lot of people obviously like Ben Maller will make fun of it and be like, oh yeah, we're all experts after, they literally, not everybody's that way. Some people just like the thrill. Of course, I think the North Carolina thing kind of really took it all away. Like everybody's like, and then of course I tweeted, like, you really thought they were going to take North Carolina? So they get a play-in game. They get a chance. Other teams get robbed as well. But no, it was a fun weekend. St. Patrick's Day is today. So the question we will ask, and then we'll get into our take later on. So if you're up and you're around and you're able to text 913-586-7965, when did you know that Patrick Mahomes was a Saint? When was the St. Patrick's Day moment for you when it comes to Mahomes? I know that there are many people out there that, don't give a rip that St. Patrick's Day is on a Monday. they'll still go to the parade, call in sick, have the green flu on Monday Tuesday. Not one that I normally partake in. It has to be like one of those perfect settings. It has to fall like on a Friday or a Saturday.
Same.
You know, today, obviously, I know there's a lot of people that eat the corned beef and cabbage and do all that sort of stuff. Then have Reuben sandwiches on Tuesday. Fire. Big Reuben guy. Huge Reuben guy.
Really? I mean, all right.
Love me a rye bread. Love me a sauerkraut and Russian dressing or a Thousand Island.
Pass.
Oh, baby.
Pass.
No way?
No, I'm out.
51st annual St. Patrick's Day parade downtown KC.
So you're doing that? Are you doing that tonight? They're not eating that tonight?
No. I mean, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Don't want to cook it.
You're not going to seek it out and crook it. Yeah.
No, I'm going to Reuben at Arby's, which sounds sketch.
We have the beats.
Yeah. But they actually do have a good Reuben. Good French dip.
Great French dip.
Underrated.
Arby's underrated in general. Mm-hmm. Great fries.
Yeah. Number two on the fry chain.
Who's number one?
Ronald's.
Yeah, that's good. That's fair.
Right, like fry chain, quarterback chain?
Yeah.
McDonald's is Mahomes. Curly fry is Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Really good.
Crinkle cut is Culver's, which is Lamar Jackson.
That's kind of, yeah.
We're 5 minutes in, food quarterback comps.
Yeah, exactly.
Where we're at already. Fries, quarterbacks. Who are these guys and what are they talking about? But no, it was a fun weekend. 913-586-7965. Wacky sort of weekend, though, with the weather-wise. But Friday was nice. Saturday, good selection. Sunday on Sunday as well. Good games.
Great games. Yeah.
Everybody gets to pick who they think is going to make a deep run in the tournament, which obviously we'll dive into the bracketology stuff.
Yeah, we'll get further.
A little bit later. But overnight, Cincinnati.
Huge news, man. Yeah, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins both locked up.
That's two four-year deals.
Both four-year deals, I should say.
Jamar Chase now said, I don't want to be the highest paid wide receiver, but did you see what Myles Garrett got? I want more than that.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase now the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL, I believe is the accurate stat there.
161 over 4 years for Jamar, 115 over four for T. Higgins. So right there, $285, $86 million.
And then Burrow's contract.
And then Burrow's contract.
So they are now at a point where they have to draft and develop.
Draft really well. Yep. Every year.
Because I would assume that Hendrickson's probably not coming back with the money that they've just spent on those three players locked up. They trust their offense moving forward.
You better.
I mean.
Shoot. Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of people in, you know, that are Cincinnati fans like Drew as well. He'll be talking about it. I know Gold will probably make fun of it, which is fine. But I mean, you know, when you're Jamar Chase and you do exactly what you're supposed to do, and you go into the contract negotiations, you go in there with an attitude of,
who's the man of the game? I am. You guessed it. Why not? Who knows? I do. Never talked to me about before. This guy is me. That's how I know you know.
No doubt about it. Jamar Chase gets absolutely paid, dude. Shout out to Robinson.
Well,
there.
That's the thing. It's like, oh, they didn't have defense. They lost all these. Well, the only reason they were in a lot of these games is the flip side is because of Jamar Chase and how good he is and what he can do and how polarizing he is to a defense. Double him doesn't matter. I mean, he's still going to do it. Short, long game. He's great.
The other thing that surprised is they locked up T. Higgins.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Stud receiver, top really 20 good. Receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
So now you have receiver, wide receiver two.
Yep.
And wide receiver 18. Quarterback three.
Yep.
So you're telling your offense, we're good here. We've got to figure out how we can stop people on defense because we're not bringing back the guy that's had 17 and a half sacks back-to-back years. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they find some sort of, you know, feeling that he can be, you know, they can get this thing figured out on defense. Because right now, I mean, look, it's kind of the way the Chiefs did it. That one great draft that Brett Veach had. I say great. He's had good drafts, but that one was great.
That
when
was
he got
historic.
Karloftis and McDuffie and Chennault and Cook and all those guys in that draft. And McDuffie ends up being possibly your future at corner. Chennault's great for what he does.
Fantastic.
Right? Hustle,
versatile.
You know, and then, you know, that defense was good enough to go get you back-to-back. You didn't bring in Tyreek Hill. Now, again, I don't know where you want to put the two in their two best years, but Jamar Chase did something Tyreek Hill never did, and that was lead the league in every single statistical category that matters. Touchdown, catches, yards.
Only 24.
Right. Very young.
Very young.
Very good. And
still get better.
You know, I had the take, you know, if he wants that much money, do you give it to him or do you go try to get other pieces around him and trust Joe Burrow? Well, they said two middle fingers to Dusty Likens, which is not an unpopular thing that happens these days. But they said, we're going to keep this guy because we want to keep our team morale there, which our team morale is built around number nine. Keep him happy. Yeah. Keep him satisfied.
This
team can figure it out. Now, you have to think next year when you're betting Cincinnati, you're taking the over every single game. Right, because they're just going to go out there, and I think what they're saying to everybody is that we'll figure it out enough on defense to where we can continue with this offense and try to be a threat towards Baltimore, Kansas City,
Buffalo,
Houston, yep. You know, those type teams. Of teams, Pittsburgh, and try to keep up with the offensive of form that is the NFL. But again, a lot of questions on the defensive side for Cincinnati, but those questions don't need to be asked yet. I guess they could be. We'll see where they go in the draft. They pick mid because they grinded it out all season. So it would have been different, right, if they were terrible picking in the top seven and could go get a legit defensive player. And maybe they still do because of all the running back power that's in this draft. You know, a few are going to go in the first round, which a lot of people say, do not draft running backs in the first round. There's 15 to 20 running backs to be taken. Obviously, three teams are taking quarterbacks. Yep. That takes out three teams in the draft. Now you're picking like top 10, right? If you're, what do they have, like the 16th pick?
Or the 17th
pick. So you take away three quarterbacks, right? That's 14. Take away maybe two wide receivers. Now you're top 12, and no defensive players are there. So they trust what they're going to do in the draft. I don't know what Cincinnati's going to do. I don't trust Cincinnati to be that team to kind of figure it out because they haven't done it in the past. But for a team that has been very cheap in the past, they were very, very expensive and rich over this weekend.
Yeah, they were. And to me, my whole take this whole time has been sign Jamar, trade T. Higgins. And it seems we're so late in the process now that that doesn't seem plausible. It seems like they are going to stick with these two. But I would like this a lot if they said, okay, let's lock these both up. Now they can trade T. Higgins, get some draft capital, maybe get a young defensive player. But yeah, gain assets. Because you're right. Even if it's just Jamar or Jamar NT, mm-hmm. what you're saying about drafting and developing, that has to be the plan now. If you are this money committed between, forget three players, let's forget T. Higgins for a second. If you're this money committed to Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow on offense, you're doing that already on defense. That is every draft, every April, this is what we're doing. We're getting three or four defensive players, and maybe with whatever money you have left, you see if you can find a good deal at linebacker, an edge rusher, something in free agency this offseason.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We asked a question at the top of the show. It is St. Patrick's Day, so happy to all of you that are celebrating today. Happy St. Patrick's Day. The question we have for you is, when did you know Patrick Mahomes was a saint? What moment were you sitting there and going, all right, you know, the Leonardo gif where he's like pointing the TV from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, right? Pointing, like when you did that, when you're like, that guy, that's St. Patrick. When was that day for you? A lot of people are coming in with the QB comps to fries. Somebody says that waffle fries from Chick-fil-A or Joe Burrow. Still good, just not the best.
Yeah, that's good.
They
yeah.
hold their own.
Oh, absolutely. Right? They're fantastic.
No doubt about
it. But that sauce makes it better. Chase that sauce.
Yeah. I just get the...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Honey mustard every time.
Really?
Yeah, it's good honey mustard. Not a bit, it's the creaminess of the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Give me the cream, baby.
Ew.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.